So I'm going to tell you about a problem that I had and the solution that I realized exists. Mm. Remember a while ago we did a review on the boogie board sink?
Yes.
And I've been going to school, so diligently taking notes on it. I bought one. Yeah, okay, and cool. It's been working great, except mm-hmm. for the last couple of times I've used it. Everything looked great, and I was saving and erasing and saving and erasing, the same as what you're supposed to.
And I just say, this yes. is e-paper yes. that you write on it, and then mm-hmm. you press save, and it will save it to an internal storage medium.
Exactly, as a PDF, and then it's saved as a PDF.
Yes, okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. but it wasn't saving.
It wasn't saving?
So I went through...
So were you losing what's on the screen?
Yeah, it looked saved. So everything visually, I was super confident that everything was saved. And then I went to go transcribe my messy chicken scratch into actual typed notes, and there was nothing.
No.
Wow.
You know what I did? So it comes with a little stylus on the side that I...
To write with?
Yes.
Yeah.
That Jeff said you have to use that stylus way back. I remember now. But what had happened was I was taking notes on regular paper, and then I just retracted the pen part, and I was taking notes on the boogie board sink. If you have one, know that the notes will not save unless you write with the stylus from the sink.
No.
They will not save.
So you lost it?
I lost it all, yeah.
Oh,
so one of the girls from class is going to lend me her notes. But
that's heartbreaking.
Now I know, but I'm going to tell you, in case you have one as well, that's the thing. You need to use, I don't know why, that stylus.
So when you wrote with the pen with the ink retracted, it showed up on the screen?
Yes.
But did not save?
Did not save.
Wow. Sneaky.
So it's also really good if you wanted to use it without, because when you use the sink, if you don't save and just erase, it still saves it, but it saves it in the erased file. So say you wanted something truly to be just in that moment, like a credit card number or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't use the stylus.
Okay.
Right? So there are ways that not using the stylus could be of use.
I wonder if this gives us some insight as to how mm-hmm. it's able to save.
Yeah.
Like, could it be multi-layered? We've looked at e-paper.
Yeah.
Which doesn't save. So could there be another layer beyond the e-paper? So what you're seeing is not actually a screen. It's e-paper. But below that is yet another layer of some kind of magnetic surface or something that stylus activates.
Right.
So it's actually creating e-paper and then a digital copy
like
underneath. And so that's why that one stylus is necessary. I wonder if...
Really it was
we'd have to tear it apart.
Which I'm not willing to do.
You're not?
No. It was such a
painful... We could become that YouTube channel.
Oh, we are not.
Break everything apart.
We are 0% that YouTube... When it happens, it's accidental.
So far. No.
Yes. The only times I've ever done that is when I've been trying to solder something. And then that's just the outcome, but it wasn't intentional.
That was a painful lesson to learn this week, but I have learned it now. And now you know too.